They got one Swiss designer who was paid $300,000 to come up with a series of designs, but it was rejected by the Reserve Bank. Then it goes on to say a fellow by the name of Gary Emery was given the job. He's a Melbourne designer, and he was approved to get further development in 2010. So far, no notes. But what has been leaked to the Oz is a series of notes that apparently are the prototypes for the new currency. When it comes in, who knows? But the colour's still the same. The $5 note, kind of like a purple. The $10 note, 10. They're a bit more brighter, though. The $20 note, which is always an argument, is it red or is it orange? Looks predominantly orange in this one that's been released today. The $50 note still remains a yellow and a little bit more light green for the $100 note. Now, the key here is, if they're going to redesign them, there is some debate as to whether you keep the characters that are actually on our banknotes, or is it time to update it? In other words, to have people that have made a contribution that we can relate to. Admittedly, you shouldn't forget history, but if you're going to have the opportunity to redesign banknotes, who should be on the $5 note, the $10 note, the $20, the $50, or the $100 note? You may have an idea. So we've got tickets to the Royal Show up for grabs today, family passes. So who would you like to see on Australian currency? 9221882. Richard Fay is from The Right Note, an Australian banknote dealer. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good. Are you surprised the Reserve Bank have been working on this?
No, I'm not. Actual fact, it's funny you say that. On my webpage, I've been pushing for a change of polymer banknotes since the 17th of February 2010, and the Reserve Bank wrote to me at the time, personally, and told me this was an impossible task due to the financial obligations of the bank. So it's not surprising to me they did it. I advocated when they did it that they change the faces to faces such as Melbourne, Uluru, National Treasures, Sinibar Harbour Bridge, for example.
Yep.
Those sorts of things. So I've been a staunch advocate both on television and on radio since 17th of... I'm just actually looking at my webpage, and it's got a public forum for a change to polymer banknotes, and I think that this is sorely overdue.
All right. So you've got no problems in getting rid of those that are actually on the note now and replacing them?
None at all, because the people that are on the banknotes at the moment bear very little resemblance to anybody that anybody would know under the age of 50, and I think there are far more worthy people around today, keeping in mind most of those people are deceased. There are far more worthy people that are alive today that should be on banknotes as opposed to people that passed away 100 years ago.
All right, just a quick question. Should I be saving a $100 note, a $50 note, a $20 note, 10 and 5? If they do change the currency, will they go up in value?
They most definitely will. If I had the money personally, I would be going to... The way you do it is you go to the Reserve Bank and you order what are called flat, crisp, uncirculated banknotes, which they simply give you over the counter. You replace it with your normal money. But you can rest assured that these banknotes, when they change, the current style of banknote will probably increase by over 20%.
Okay. Good way to make it quick.
And just keeping in mind that 20%'s been compounded and has been doing for 10 years.
Mm. All right, Richard, so you're not surprised. Thank you for your time this morning. People will check out your website, I'd say, from The Right Note, the Australian banknote dealer. Now,